This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to fubarradio.com.
Callum McSwiggan, Callum McSwiggan on FUBAR Radio.
You're a revelation. Won't you liberate me now from a holy bound? Your revolution, I will liberate you now as the walls come.
Hello and welcome back to the Callum McSwiggan Show. On this show, over the past year, we have had some absolutely incredible guests. We've had so many interesting people, but I think our lovely guest today is probably one of the most interesting and diverse guests we've ever had on the show. I'm joined here in the studio by the incredible Madam Storm.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby girl. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, my doll?
I'm very, very good. It is amazing to have you here.
Thank you so much.
You have so many accolades to your name. You know, you've got such a diverse working history. So
Thank you. I've
got all of the... You've done so many things. I've had to have them written down in front of me here. So you have worked as a very well-respected confidence coach.
Yes.
You've been a stage and nightclub performer,
yes,
international dominatrix, fetish model, and you're quite renowned as a little celebrity down at Torture Garden. That is quite the repertoire you have there.
Thank you. It sounds so much better when you say it, though, I have to admit. I'm like, you talk about me, honey?
Need to work on the elevator pitch. So tell me a little bit about how you begun. How did you enter this world of work in the first place?
Oh, wow. Where do I start? I've been a dominatrix for over 10 years.
Yeah.
And it was a place that I found that I could be myself. I was celebrated for being different. Growing up, I was bullied. You know, I was always tall. I'm 5'11" now. And I remember being this height my whole life.
Yeah.
You know, so I always stood out. And I found that people said that they were intimidated by me. But I, you know, at a young age, I couldn't quite understand why, because I'm one of the nicest people you'd ever meet.
Yeah.
So I guess growing up as a young lady trying to find her identity, but then kind of made feel bad about being tall and standing out.
Yeah.
And I even find even today in my Strut Masterclass, tall women, they kind of walk with their shoulders over and they're like, oh no, I don't want to stand out, you know. I'm already taking up too much space. So
yeah.
I grew up with that kind of feeling. And I've always attracted women who just do what the fuck they want.
Yes, love that.
And so growing up, I had girlfriends that were strippers.
Yeah.
You know, I had girlfriends that were escorts, girlfriends working in the porn industry. And I just remember just speaking with them and they said, you know what, you'd be really good at being a mistress, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to be some guy's bit on the side, because I didn't know what a mistress was.
Sure.
And she was like, no. And she, you know, she taught me some things. And I was like, that's really interesting. I'm going to try it out.
Mm.
So she introduced me to a lady. And I went and, you know, spoke with her, went to her house. And she had a pet there. And he was standing with a tray with champagne.
That's
and I was
amazing.
Like, I am home, honey.
And I believe you were originally going to bring a pet here today.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, I'm gutted that you didn't.
Yeah.
I would have loved
that. Well,
I
didn't get the clearance.
Oh, gutted.
Yeah.
Damn it.
You're going to have to come to our event, Callum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your event, and let's talk about your Strut Masterclass.
Yes.
So what's the event that's happening tomorrow?
So tomorrow is the Art Seduction.
Okay.
It's a live event with my partner Exhibit 69, and we decided to put on this event primarily because we have so many people inboxing us asking, what is your sex life like?
Yes.
As you can imagine, they think all sorts of things.
Yeah.
They, you know, they imagine me hanging from a ceiling. Well, actually, I might try that one.
Give it a go.
Why not? So we did a Sexy Sunday on Instagram, and it was, you know, just live, me and my partner just being ourselves and talking to people about a relationship, about how to introduce kink into your relationship.
Yeah.
And we thought, why don't we just put on an event, you know, a safe space that people can come together and not feel isolated.
Yeah.
Because I really do think that people feel like they're the only ones.
Totally.
You know, that
100%.
They're the only ones that have a fetish. And
yeah.
It's like, no, honey, there are millions of people, okay, that have fetishes. So I just wanted to create a safe space where people can come and ask us questions, and where we can just be really honest, you know, about our sex life, how we introduce kink into our relationship, how we set the mood. Because life does happen to you, right? You're busy, you're tired sometimes. Maybe you've been in a long-term relationship and things have gotten a bit dry. Like, we all get that. We all understand that, you know? So we just wanted to create something fun and empowering and a how-to. So, you know, they're going to come, and then when they leave, they're going to know how to. I don't
so
want to give too much.
Yes. Yeah, sure.
I don't want to give too much away, Callum, but you're going to learn some things, honey.
It sounds incredible. And what I love about these kind of spaces and you know, these communities in general, is how open and accepting so many people are. Because I think on the outside world, you know, to a lot of people who don't know much about this scene, they look at it and they find it, they think, oh, it's very intimidating. Everyone there must be a little bit scary. And it's actually the opposite
totally
to that.
Opposite,
I find it's, you know, it's the people out there who are searching for where they fit in. And it's those people coming together. And that's been my experience through and through with everyone who works in this industry.
Yeah.
And
sharing, right?
And sharing.
Yeah.
Like, sharing is caring.
Yeah.
I think it was interesting what you were saying a few moments ago as well about how when you were growing up, people saw you as intimidating and things like that. And I think that's something that happens to a lot of strong and powerful women out there. You know, you're told you need to, you know, you can't be more powerful than a man, you know, you can't be too confident, you have to diminish and make yourself smaller. And I think that's so wrong. So I think it's I think it's great that you're really putting yourself out there, and
Thank
you know, not
you.
Just for yourself, but creating these spaces for other people. I think it's really, really important.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a fight, though, Callum.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It was
yeah.
a huge fight. And even a couple of weeks ago, I had a PR person tell me, PR branding person tell me, look, you know, you were coming across a bit too intimidating. Maybe you should change up your pictures on your website. You know, they wanted me to wear, you know, a white shirt. You know those coach poses with the shoulders forward and the like. I was like, no.
This is all wrong.
And
yeah.
I was like, no, I'm going to be in my bodysuit with my fuck me boots on, you know, and I always believe that your vibe attracts your tribe.
Totally.
And as a coach, I wanted to be authentic. I wanted to be myself, because how can I teach women to be the authentic self when I'm trying to pretend to be something that I'm not?
Yeah.
So it has been a fight. And I honestly feel like being yourself, even though it sounds so simple, is one of the hardest things to do.
Totally.
Is to be yourself, you know?
Because we're taught constantly by, you know, growing up in society and everything to not be ourselves. We're taught, you know, you're not fitting the conventional box. Don't be different. Don't have anything that makes you stand out. And, you know, breaking that down, I think, is really important.
Yeah.
And, you know, going back to fetishes again, I think it is so, so important that we talk about these things more often, because I think for so many people out there, it's so isolating for them. You know, they have this secret and it's not something that they should be ashamed of, but
definitely
so often
not.
They are, you know, because they don't know anyone else and they think, oh god, there must be something wrong with me because I like this specific
desires.
Thing
so
you know, I always try and talk about fetishes with an open mind and literally as long as it's between consenting adults and nobody's getting hurt, and by which, you know, a bit of BDSM is obviously great, but nobody's getting seriously hurt, then fine. It's absolutely fine.
I absolutely agree, and I admire people that are like, this is my thing.
Yeah.
You know, and some of their fetishes is not my thing. That's cool. But I still admire that they're like, this is what I like.
Totally.
And they own it.
And there's something really special when people do own it. You know, myself, I'm quite into water sports, for instance. And a lot of people out there find that very, you know, that, that's a bit unusual. That makes me feel uncomfortable. But it was, for me, the first time I heard somebody else saying that just proudly and confidently, and not like, oh yeah, I have this, I'm kind of into this thing.
Yeah.
You know, it was the first time I heard somebody else saying, oh, I like this. Mm. And I was like, oh
gosh.
And
how did that make you feel?
It made me feel so empowered and valid.
Yeah.
You know, so now I try and talk about fetishes and things in that same way to pass on that message. You know, that maybe somebody right now listening who is like, oh God, I like that too. And I thought that, you know, there's something wrong with me.
Yeah, and that goes down to self-acceptance.
Yes.
And a lot of people ask me, you know, how can I be a dominatrix and a coach? And it's like, they go hand in hand.
Mm.
You know, all of my skills that I learn as an international dominatrix, I pass on to my women. You know, learning how to own your space, learning how to say no, learning to be like, yeah, fuck it, I'm here, I'm a strong woman. And to smash all those stereotypes.
Yeah.
You know, we've been told that if you're a strong woman, then you're aggressive.
Yeah, no.
You know, well, you lead with your masculine energy. And it's just like, no, that's not true.
But as well, you are so warm and friendly. And it almost makes me mad that anyone would imply that you were intimidating.
Yeah.
You know, especially from your pictures. I have some of them in front of me.
See some boobies out?
Absolutely stunning.
Thank
and gorgeous.
You.
And I don't Thank look you. At that and think, intimidating. I look at that and I think, strong, confident woman, what
Thank
can
you.
I learn from her?
Oh, amazing.
So,
Thank
you know, you've
Callum.
Absolutely made the right decision in going forward with this, not your little coach picture.
Yeah.
That is not what you want to do.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate that support. Like I said, it's been a really hard journey for me. And I like to share that with my, you know, listeners and people who follow me, because we tend to live in a world where we only show when it's perfect, you know, picture perfect.
Yes.
We don't like to share the struggles or the hard times. You know, I don't wake up feeling 100% confident every single day. I have my own stuff that I work on, and I work on myself every single day.
Yeah.
So I don't want anyone out there to feel like, oh, you know, she just woke up one day and was like, yeah, I'm going to accept myself. And I'm just being this big character. It's not. I've had to work for it. I've felt shit about myself. I've had to do my own affirmations. I've had to accept who I am as a person and remind myself every single day of who I am and really believe in my mission and my purpose in life.
I love that, though. I think that vulnerability is what makes you stand out and will make people trust you. you know, I don't want to go to somebody who has said, I have everything perfect, I'm completely sorted, you know.
Yeah.
A kind of showing your own vulnerability, I think, shows that, you know, this is a process for all of us. We're all in this together.
And we're all learning and we're all growing together.
Yeah, and you may be the one guiding it, but it doesn't make you better than anyone else, you know.
God,
you're all
no.
on the same page. You're
for
all level.
For sure. I can't tell you how many times, Callum, that I thought to myself, what am I doing? Like, you know.
Yeah.
And one of my ladies would message me. And she would tell me how much I'm inspiring her and empowering her. And I literally burst out into tears.
Oh.
Because in that moment, she doesn't realize that she's just saved me. She's just made me remind me of who I am and why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Oh, that's actually incredibly beautiful. Oh. That's amazing. I know you don't want to give too much away, but
yes.
But you've been running your Strut workshop for a year now.
Yeah, so September just gone was our 1 year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Get some champagne in here.
I know, ladies. Honestly, Callum, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Like, it was just an idea that I came up with in my bedroom talking to my partner.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'm going to teach women how to be sexy and confident. But I just didn't want to do it in that same, you know, way that other coaches have been doing it.
Yeah,
I've been to 7 different schools, so the thought of sitting in a classroom.
Yeah, no, you don't want that. You
I
don't
just
want
didn't
that.
Want that
yeah.
at all. So I thought, what am I going to teach them? What's the one thing that comes most natural to me? And it was the way I walk. I always get attention from the way I walk. And my partner was like, no, you don't walk, you strut. And I was like,
strut. Yes.
Yeah. So
love
I
it.
Have to give him the credit. He came up with the name Strut. And then after that, I worked on, you know, there's 5 different struts.
Yeah.
So after that, I started working on them and gave them the name, like the power strut. And each strut has its own personality.
Amazing. It sounds so, so good. I want to get it. It's just for women, though, isn't it?
It's for
women. It's about empowering women.
Yes,
yeah.
It's for females or people who identify as a female.
Of course.
And it's a beautiful space where we celebrate one another.
Amazing.
You know, and there's something quite beautiful when a group of women come together and love each other and celebrate one another and
Absolutely.
Cheer each other on. And because we're always told to hate each other or we're always portrayed as hating each other. But for Strut, you know, once they get the certificates, they're all strutters and they look after each other. And just imagine being in a room full of 20 women. We're doing our affirmations and I say, I am powerful. And then there's 20 other women going, yes, you are.
Oh.
As you're strutting, you know, we use the mirrors and everyone's feeling beautiful about themselves. It really is a magical thing.
It sounds like I wish I could just watch that, you know. Is it a really diverse group of women that you get coming to your classes as well?
Yeah. I remember doing a Christmas special and what was so beautiful about it was I paired up a 22-year-old with a lady that was 55.
Okay.
And I asked them, how is it working with one another? And they said, thank you so much. We learned so much. You know, that generation gap.
Yeah, really brought something to the table.
Yeah, and they learned from each other. But I've worked with so many different types of people. I do a lot of work for women who live with, I do a lot of work with women who live with HIV, a charity called Positively UK. And I love them so much. They're such amazing women. And I first worked with them to do Catwalk for Power, just to share awareness of women living with HIV and the lack of support that they get as women with medication and just awareness. And I coached them doing the Strut Masterclass, teaching them how to strut down the catwalk. And of course, I went to the show. And I saw each one of those women just own their power and own who they were and, you know, really put their middle finger up to stigma and was like, I am here. You know, that's one of my famous affirmations. I am here. Then I got an email saying, thank you so much that at the end of the show, we had a table full of masks and that we were going to wear masks to hide our face. But not one woman went to go and pick up her mask.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Gosh.
And that's the power of Strut.
Yeah.
Owning your space. It sounds so simple, but the way you walk really tells somebody about your confidence.
Totally.
You know, when you walk into a room with your shoulders back, head up high, with that energy, owning that space, there's a sense of being, there's a sense of saying, I accept myself and I don't give a shit what you think of me.
I love it. So I feel like you've already taught me just in the time we've been chatting here. I feel like I've already learned so much from you. If we have any women listening, which I'm sure we do, who might want to get involved, how do they do that?
They can follow me on my social media at Madam Storm. I'm really approachable, girl. You can just pick up the phone and just call me. You know,
amazing.
I don't like that whole, I'm a coach, and you know, you have to email me. Now, I'm your girlfriend, I'm your sister, I'm your friend. If you want to call me, you can call me. My number's on my Instagram. You can also go on my website at teachmestorm.co.uk, and there you see a list of my Strut masterclasses. You can also enroll on my private sessions as well, because I offer private sessions, my art seduction program. So you can sign up to that.
Incredible. Well, speaking of strong, powerful women, I think it's time for a bit of music. So let's kick this off with a little bit of Lizzo.
Baby, I don't need you. I just wanna freak you. I heard you're a freak too. What's 2 plus 2?
Play a little bit of a game now.
Oh gosh.
This is my favorite part of the show.
I'm really nervous about this, Callum.
This is Porn or Not Porn. And in this game, I have some sound clips, some of which have been taken from porn and some of which have been taken from not porn. And this week, the theme is Charlie's Angels.
Okay.
Don't ask me why. Oh, apparently there's going to be a reboot of Charlie's Angels. So
that's
why it's the theme this week.
Ah, okay.
So these sound bites are either going to be from porn or from not porn.
Okay.
But before we jump in and play,
uh-huh,
I want to have a little discussion about porn, and I want to know what your thoughts are on porn. I know that's a very big question. I'm just throwing over to you.
Mr. Marcus, help me! No, honestly, I've been asked this question a lot,
yeah,
you know, and it's always led by your female empowerment coach. How do you feel about women in porn?
Yeah.
And I say, listen, women who work in the sex industry, go girl.
Yeah.
If it's something that you want to do and it's something that you desire to do, who am I to tell you not to do that?
Exactly. You know, I've heard a lot of people out there saying before that porn isn't feminist. And I actually very, very strongly disagree with that, because what's more feminist than a woman saying, you know what, I want to, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do with my body. This is what I want to do with my life. This is, I want to make a career out of this. I'm passionate about this.
Exactly. And it's going back to your point earlier, Callum, that you can't be a strong, beautiful woman who knows what she wants. Oh, no, you have to be damaged, darling.
Yeah.
You know,
there has to be something wrong with you.
You don't really want to have sex.
Yeah.
You know, and be filmed. You know, you don't really want to have cum all over your face.
Yeah.
Well, that's my thing, by the way.
Oh, mine too. It's me too.
So yeah, like I said, I get asked that question a lot. Yeah. And I also get the question, you know, are you a feminist? And with these sort of titles, again, you know, if you say, well, no, fine if you want to do porn. Well, you can't be a feminist. And this is what's so wrong with labels and titles. So my simple answer to that question is, I'm all about female empowerment.
Yeah.
I'm all about self-acceptance. Do what the fuck you want to do.
I love that. I love that. So bold as well. Yeah. Just no mincing your words. No. Just straight in there. Straight in there. All right. Shall we play the game?
Yes.
All right. So our first...
I'm really bad at playing games, by the way, Callum. Just to throw that out there. Disclaimer.
By the way, we're a team on this. I do have the answers.
Okay.
Our lovely producers are going to tell us the answers. So we're working together to figure this out. So our first clip is...
What the hell is this?
What the hell is this?
Any clues, anyone in the studio?
I'm not sure. There was a banging there. And
can we replay?
That could really be anything. Yeah, we can play it as many times as you like.
What the hell is this?
I feel like that's Charlie's Angels, wasn't it? Who was it? Drew Barrymore? Was she in that?
Yes, Mr. Marcus, yes.
Yeah, so I think that's Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore. Wait, do I get that point or do you?
No, we're a team.
Oh, okay.
It's no competition here. I feel like that's Drew Barrymore.
Okay.
Do you agree? I don't want to push you.
Wait, I don't know.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah.
What the hell is this?
Yes. Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
All right. We're saying this is not porn. We're saying this is from Charlie's Angels. Oh no! It's from porn.
Oh no! You're joking.
Oh, poor Drew.
Wait, how do we know that's really true?
Poor Drew Barrymore. So this is from this is from MILF. MILF mistress trains her slave, and this is a mistress coming home to find her slave sitting and relaxing on her furniture instead of cleaning her home
like
he was told. Oh, naughty slave.
Naughty.
Naughty.
My slave
naughty
would never do that.
Slave. Can you tell me a bit about your slave? Or no?
What would you like to know? Well, I have different ones, darling.
Oh, okay. So, like, tell me, like, what the dynamic would be with one of them, for instance.
Okay, so... Oh, no, I can't.
No, if you can't, that's
absolutely
fine.
I don't want to give too much away. But I can give you an example.
Okay.
So one of my pets, before I got into a relationship, a serious relationship, I would have a pet come round and literally do the domestic work around the house.
Okay.
And when you live in my world, you forget that shit's not normal.
Yeah.
And I was actually with Mr. Marcus, who was chilling in the living room, and there's someone knocking at the door. And he was like, oh, who's that? I was like, oh, no. Oh, it's just my pet. And, you know, I let him in. And he was washing up. And then we had more guests come around. I was like, no, this is not...
Your average
this is not normal. Not that we want to be normal, but yeah, I have pets that come round and wash up. You would have a pet that's your driver.
Oh, nice.
I have one of my favorite pets, who is my financial pet.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we do like
so
them.
So that's findom. Is that how you say that? Financial domination.
Yes, but. It's a very thin line for me because I really like the power of having my own money.
Yeah.
You know, and I really love the power of being able to do what I want to do. And I feel like when you have these money pigs, you're kind of, if you're relying on them for you to pay your bills and stuff, then I think that's where the lines get blurred. So I only have a very small amount of these sorts of pets and they have to have certain sort of fetishes that I like. So for this particular one, he will pay for parking tickets. When I used to drive, I used to get so many parking tickets. Or he would pay for domestic things like my new vacuum cleaner. But what I really liked about this pet, it wasn't about extracting money from him. He really liked being involved in my journey. You know, he really liked having that involvement of, madam, did you have a successful class? And, did you complete that course? He liked that.
Oh, that's actually lovely.
Yeah. So I have different relationships with different types of pets. Did I answer your question? Sometimes I go off on a tangent.
It doesn't matter if you answered the question. That was so, so interesting. I wish we could talk about this all day.
Yeah.
Shall we do the next one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot we were playing a game.
Here we go.
Oh, feels good.
I mean, that sounds so much like porn, but maybe there's something in Charlie's Angels that, you know, is there?
Look, now everything's just going to sound like porn.
Yeah,
let's
really
play it again.
Does.
Let's play it again.
Oh, feels good.
I feel like that's too obvious.
I think it's too obvious. Yeah, I was just about to say.
And it sounds quite, there's something about it that sounds quite Someone's Hollywood.
Someone's quite like shutting a door.
Yeah, there's something. Let's have it one more time.
Feels good.
Yeah, I really feel like that's
I'm
not
50-50.
Born. Are you?
I'm 50-50 because it does sound too obvious, but then it does sound like they're having sex.
Yeah, but it could be like a, there could be a sex scene in Charlie's Angels, perhaps. I don't really remember that movie, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, me neither. Should we flip a coin?
Oh, have you got one?
No.
Wait, do I? Do I? No, don't have a coin to flip.
Who has coins anymore? It's all debit cards and credit cards.
Should we flip a debit card?
Yeah. What should we go for? Should we say movie?
Yeah. Yes. Let's say not porn.
Okay. Not porn.
It is not porn. It is.
Yeah. Oh, it is?
This is Drew Barrymore tries to distract the driver while Lucy Liu puts a camera at the back of the car.
Good. So 1 point to us.
1 point to us.
Yay.
Ding, 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 ding. All right. Our next one is... Wow.
Ooh, honey. Gosh. That sounded like a whip.
That did sound like a whip. That was an impressive sound effect. Let's hear that again.
Ooh.
That would hurt.
Yeah.
We're definitely seeing a whip there, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, something's turning me on, so I hope it is.
What do you think? Do you think
porn?
Porn. Yeah, I think porn as well.
Yeah.
We are saying porn. This is not porn.
This is
Lucy Liu's whipping Drew Barrymore now, by mistake.
See, this is not fair because that's still porn to me.
You'd be using that as porn.
Yes.
So. Bit of a trick question there.
I think so.
All right, our next one is... Ooh.
Ooh. That could be a couple of mistresses laughing at a pet.
I see that, actually. Yeah, I see that.
Oh, but it could be Charlie Angels.
It could be either. It really could.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen those? I like those. Well, I mean, I say I like them. It's not that I watch them. But there are those porn films where it's kind of you have a woman in charge and like, and they'll have like, it's not like a pet thing. It's more like, I think there's a word for it. It's like a clothed woman with naked men. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
Yeah, mistresses are fully clothed.
But it's not a mistress. It's like there's a certain name for it and it's going to drive me mad that I can't think of it. It's like a genre of porn where you have clothed women kind of like humiliating naked men, but not in a kind of pet way. It's more of a, it's like a woman empowering way, I guess.
Sounds like one of my sessions, honey. I don't know.
I have no idea, but I'm getting that kind of vibe here. On this one. So I think porn.
I think porn.
Yeah, should we say porn?
Yeah.
Okay, porn. And the answer is porn.
Yay!
This is spanking and toilet training mistress. Mistress Stella has put her pet in a headlock and smothers his mouth and nose while he struggles. She laughs as he tries to fight again. So you nailed that, didn't you?
Yes. I've been in those situations plenty of times.
I love that you didn't even have to think about it. You're like, yeah, that, you know, they're laughing at the pet here. Let's hear that one final time. Yeah, love it, love it. Okay, we have one final one, and that is...
Every one of you is going to be face down on the floor.
Wow. Mm. I think Charlie's Angels. I don't know why, I just do.
But can I just highlight something?
Yeah.
Do you see how much fetish scenes are in normal movies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Literally, that is a really good point.
Mm-hmm.
Because, that's a very, very good point. And, it's probably a lot more common than people realise as well.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It really is. So what do you think? Porn or Charlie's Angels?
I think Charlie's Angels. I do.
Let's hear it one more time.
Every one of you is going to be face down on the floor.
Yeah.
It could be Charlie's Angels.
It could so easily be either. And I think that makes a really good point.
Should we go Charlie's Angels?
Let's say Charlie's Angels. We are saying this is not porn. This is not porn.
Yay!
Drew Barrymore is tied up in a chair as she gets attacked by a bunch of guys. And then she warns them that she will beat them up.
Girl power.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
We have an amazing guest. We have the absolutely incredible Brooke Candy joining us next.
Amazing. Super excited.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Let's have a little bit of Queen.
Thank you.
We are now joined by the absolutely incredible Brooke Candy. How are you doing, Brooke?
Hey, I am well. How are you?
Very, very good, thank you. I'm joined as well in the studio by the incredible Madam Storm.
Hi, Brooke.
Oh, hey, girl. I heard about you. I'm so excited to talk to you and be a guest with you on the show today.
Thank you. I heard about you too, girl.
So Brooke,
oh man, I hope they're good things. Yes.
Let's dive right in. So we were just having a conversation about porn here in the studio, and I want to dive right in, and I want to talk about the piece of art that you created. I actually had a little watch of this earlier, and I think
Me
you
too.
Did as well.
Love it. It's definitely right to call it a piece of art.
And I was absolutely blown away by it. So tell us a little bit more about that and how you came to create that.
It's funny because I've been asked this question and I can't really like remember exactly how the discussion even started with Pornhub.
Yeah.
I know that they had been doing the Visionaries Directors Club, like they had done the queer porn with Young Ma, and that was their first like kind of go at it. And then I'm not really sure who got in contact with who. But I knew just from inception that I wanted it, like, my porn to feel like less of a, more of like an art film. Like, my favorite, you know, directors, like Matthew Barney, who makes, you know, the kind of similar style of art, or like Bruce LaBruce, where it's like, it borders on being, you know, hardcore and like, very, very highly hyper-sexualized, but also it makes you think, and it's like really beautifully done, and like there's a level of aesthetic quality to it, and that was really important to me. I wanted it to be really, to feel really sensual too, because I feel like I love porn. I know like all human beings on planet Earth love porn, or at least watch porn. We all feel that sexual impulse. We're driven by it, you know, essentially sex is creativity, and like consciousness and the earth is like creation, so just a natural thing. And I think what we're lacking within porn and within the industry is like a level of sensuality, like a level of like love, and like a deeper like connectivity. And I think that needs to be taught, and it needs to be ingrained into porn like more often. It's just a matter of doing it. And I think I was hoping with this, my intention with this porn was to start maybe like a revolution with that, you know, like having you know, people who wouldn't necessarily like ever do what I did, but like people that are in my situation, like potentially, you know, consider doing it.
Yeah.
And putting their aesthetic, their taste, and like, you know, their level of what's the word? Their level of creativity and expertise, I just wanted to start like a community of people who want to like potentially create more porn like I did,
so we can change
how people view it, and how younger like children, not children, but like teenagers and like just human beings in general. We need to like change how we watch it and like how we digest it and like what it is.
I totally agree. And when I was watching it, I was kind of looking for that hidden meaning, and I felt like I was really, even though, you know, it's very abstract, I felt like it was really pulling me in as I was looking through that. But the wonderful thing about it is that it's like there are moments where you forget you're watching porn, and then, you know, it's absolutely hardcore, and it's out there, and I love that. And it's like you get these little, you get carried away by it, and then you have these little moments where it takes you back, and it's like, oh yeah, this is a sexual thing. And I love that. And that's what I feel like is missing from so much porn, you know.
I like the fantasy of it.
Yeah, the fantasy of it. Like, I know there's a butterfly motif going on in the video. It's called I Love You, isn't it, Brooke?
Yeah.
And
I like the idea. I named it I Love You because I like the idea of, first of all, on a search engine, it's www.pornhub.com/ILoveYou. Like, I just love that as a URL. But I also love the idea of, like, friends, when they're communicating and they're, like, sharing the porn.
Mm.
No, like, have you seen this new porn that Brooke just put out called I Love You? I love the idea of them having to constantly say, like, I love you to each other. Yeah. Like, anytime someone shares it, they're, like, forced to tell the person that they're sharing it with that they love them. I don't know. It's, like, a weird thing that I thought about.
No, I love it. I really, really love it. I loved as well how diverse it was. You know, you had so many LGBT plus people in that. And again, I feel like that's something that is so... I feel like sometimes, like, when trans people are used in porn, for instance, they're very much fetishized and things like that. Whereas in I Love You, in your wonderful film, it really celebrates them and sees them as people and really involves them in the process. And I'm honestly obsessed with it. And I think it's absolutely amazing what you've done.
That, like, makes me feel so good.
Oh,
Thank you so much.
Of course. I'm so happy.
You know... Honestly, I was nervous just from the beginning.
Yeah.
Because it was uncharted territory, I guess you could call it.
Yeah.
Especially like my position, like I make art and music, but I think porn is just like looked down upon in this way. So I think I, just from the beginning, I was like, I'm taking a risk here. I can put this out and it can be like celebrated, or I can just now be like shunned, you know, and like never like book a gig again, or like just be, you know, never be taken seriously again. And like, thankfully, at least you, which is making me feel good, understood what I was trying to do and saw the love and like the purity and the sensuality.
I think that's so empowering that she, you know, Brooke, that you took the risk
to
do something
absolutely.
That you really wanted to do and something from the heart. I really respect that.
Hey, thanks, girl.
because
you know, like I'm not shy from taking risks. That's for sure. This one though was like very. I was like, whoa! I'm about to do something like very, very intense. Like, I'm not shy, but like, you know, a lot of people are going to like are going to have like an opinion, and it might not be the best opinion, and that was okay with me because I think. The like long-term outcome of doing something like this outweighs like temporary negative opinion of me. I'm very used to like, you know, people misunderstanding me, so I'm fine with that. I think in the long run, it's gonna like help like, you know, the queer community and just like sex in general. That was the goal.
It's an amazing way to look at it, but you know it's such a risk as well, because like you are a successful artist and musician and you've worked with so many big names, and I just love that you did take that risk. Let's talk about your music a little, because you've collaborated with some amazing people, and you have just collaborated with Pussy Riot, and I know Madam Storm here is a big Pussy Riot fan, I believe. Tell us about that, because that must have been an amazing experience.
So that was like so insane. In fact, we actually never I don't want to say we're always on the run, but I love having that visual of them just like constantly being like having is always kind of like chasing them. But I recorded my verse, and Pussy Riot recorded, Nadia from Pussy Riot recorded her verse.
Yeah.
And Mickey recorded his verse, all in different parts of the country. But like, we communicated the whole time, and like, we all collaborated on the visual, and it was so crazy. There was a moment, I think, where we were having trouble getting Nadia to send us her final, like, mastered vocal, because like, five members of Pussy Riot have been detained and like were in prison. And so it was just like the whole process was just like so surreal to me. I just respect her. She's another one who, like, talk about taking risks. Like, the risks that I've taken, like, I'm a pussy in comparison. She took on Putin, you know what I mean? It's like, fuck.
It's
she's kind of like a Russian prison. Like, she is so sick. It was really, really a cool thing.
Yeah, no, it's amazing.
I'm super grateful for that moment, for sure. That was a cool moment.
Yeah, but, you know, I feel like you're making yourself political, and you're making a statement by collaborating with Pussy Riot, by doing all of these things, and by putting yourself out there. You know, you are contributing to it, and I know you're saying that you feel like your risk is so much smaller by comparison, but, you know, I don't think that matters, you know. It's all about what you're doing and what you're putting out there, and everything you're putting out there is incredible. You're breaking down boundaries and Yeah, I love it. I really do love it.
Oh my God, I just got the chills.
Well, you know, we're all about raising people up here.
You really do.
Madam,
really bizarre thing right now, which also could have given me the chills. I have my legs, and I like a holistic, like, health center, and I have my legs right now in this thing called Therahy.
Okay.
And basically, I'll read this to you really quick. It's a holistic, non-invasive therapy that regenerates your cells to, the frequency of the golden ratio.
Helps
your muscles, boosts metabolism, helps anxiety. So that could have given me the chills, too.
It wasn't actually us. It was the treatment you're having right now. Well, Brooke, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you today. And I think we will end this lovely, lovely interview with a little bit of your new song, My Sex.
Woohoo!
Ooh, love it.
And come see us in the studio sometime. We would absolutely love to have you here and have some fun and play some games. We'd love to have you here.
I would absolutely love it. I'm planning on coming to London, I think, in January, February. So I would love to stop by.
Brilliant.
Come and check me out, girl, if you're coming over for February.
We'll get Madam Storm back. We'll have a reunion. It'll be amazing.
We do me and Madam Storm, and we get weird. We need to do something weird in the studio.
For sure. I'm down.
So down for that. All right. Thank you so much, Brooke. This is a little bit of your song, My Sex.
Thank you.
Brooke Candy. Motherfucking Bronco My sex is my weapon. My sex always goes unbeaten. My sex is my demon. My sex, no, it's not the second. My sex is unconquered. Not the church, not the state, my own fate. My sex is my weapon. My sex is my weapon.
My sex moves.
My sex got that big dick. My sex gonna fuck with no shame. My sex is my queerness. My sex has no gender. My sex is not your sex. Not the church, not the state, my own fate. My sex got that big dick. My sex got that big dick.
My sex rules. My sex rules. I'ma tell you what to do.
Big fat thing, I don't want a string bang. Kinda like a King Kong, put it in my ding dong. Dumb dick, longer than a python. Bitch, I am an icon, shorty with a strap on. These dumb dumb, who the fuck are these dudes? Thinking with they peepees, giving me the creepies. I'ma have to teach you, give it as a thesis. Fucking with the wrong bitch, you can eat my feces. Yes, I am a feminist. With a black dick, who says bitch? My sex ain't sex ed trick. Sharon Stone white dress with the legs split. My sex be that business. My sex ain't your soul. Red candy is Randy. Rock and roll and a nickel. Rock and roll and a nickel.
Супергерой, нам улыбнулся товарищ постовой. Мой пол доказал, что он самый первый. Ведьмы играю на чьих-то нервах.
My sex rules.
Пробуй мне перья, я создаю свой бал. Если не веришь, посмотри в протокол. В школе говорят, что мужчина бог. Я не мальчик, не девочка, я единорог. Я не играю в роли, я их создаю. Не играю в роли, я их создаю. Лечу на метле, они идут втрою.
My sex rules. My sex rules. I'ma tell you what to do. My sex rules.
I got a dick, you got a dick. I got a clip, you got a clip. We waste the time to finding it. If you find us, fuck, I fuck with it. I got a dick, you got a dick.
I got a clip, you got a clip. We wasting time defining it. If you find us, fuck a fuck with it.
Time for some sex confessions, and Madam Storm's lovely partner, Mr. Marcus, is joining us.
Woohoo! Drum roll.
Yes. Drum roll, please.
So you guys work together on your incredible event that you have coming up tomorrow.
Yes.
So we thought it was only appropriate to involve you with a little bit of our sex confessions.
Thank you very much.
So, Mr. Marcus, would you like to read the first one for me?
Okay. I slept with my friend's girlfriend. Our friendship is over. But it was the best sex that I ever had.
I don't know how I feel about this one. That's naughty.
Whose friendship is over?
Like the friend, I feel like. they've ruined that. Oh, I don't know, because it's like, I'm all about, you know, live your best life. Go and have your great sex. You know, take that away. That was the best sex you ever had. Good for you. But also your friend, you know?
Yeah.
A bit shaky, isn't it?
It's a bit shaky. I don't know if I'm on your side, if I'm honest. Lovely, lovely listener who sent this one in.
But do you know what, though, honey? They were both...
consenting
adults, and sometimes you just can't deny passion.
That's true.
It's there, it's there.
She probably, or he probably said, you know what, I want this, I want that, I want fetish, and they said no, and they went somewhere else.
Yeah. I mean,
Mr. Marcus is just justifying the whole thing for you.
It's water under the bridge now, isn't it? You might as well go back if it was the best. You're not going to get your mate back, are you?
He's got a point. All right, our next one. Madam Storm, would you like... This one is made for you.
Yes. I want a pet. How do I know how to trust a new person in my life? That is such a good question. And that doesn't just... work with knowing what pet to choose. That's just a life skill.
Totally.
And I've always relied on my instincts. I'm all about the vibes, man.
So if something doesn't feel right, you don't go with that person.
Yeah, and don't let money sway you. Follow your gut instincts and go with someone where they fit you. Even though you might be the dominant one and they're the submissive one, you both have to fit. It has to be that click, or otherwise it doesn't work.
It's still a form of relationship that you're having with that person. Yeah. So you need to be compatible. Even in the realms of pets and masters.
Yeah, you have to. Even more when you're playing.
Yeah.
Because you have to trust that person.
Totally.
So going back to the question, I would say trust your gut instincts and treat it just like if you was meeting any other person.
Amazing. Best advice you could give. I wish we could do more sex confessions, but we're actually all out of time for today. Madam Storm, you've been an amazing guest, and it's lovely to have you here as well, Mr. Marcus.
Thank you.
For anyone who wants to get involved, follow you on social media.
Yes.
Where can they do that?
So my Instagram is Madam Storm. And Mr. Marcus's Instagram is at Exhibit69. You can check out everything that we do on our socials. Everything will always be on our Instagram. You can also follow me on my website. I have a blog post, www.teachmestorm.co.uk. And my next Strut Masterclass is on the 21st of November. So do go ahead on my website, check out the events page, and get your ticket.
Yes, definitely head definitely head down tomorrow for anyone listening.
Yes, well, our event is fully sold out.
Oh, yeah. Okay, don't.
Sold out.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're
going to
get
left.
You're going to give your name's not on the list. You know the rest.
All right, you can't do that.
But there is a guest. You can put your name down on the waiting list, okay? Because this is our first ever event, Callum.
Yeah.
We just didn't think it would be this huge. It's crazy. So do put your names down on the list. And if we get a big enough list, we will definitely put on another event.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, I wish you guys all the best with it. It sounds amazing.
Thank you.
You've been incredible guests to have you on the show.
Thanks.
And I'm gonna leave you, and I'm going to leave our lovely listeners with a little bit of Hayley Kiyoko.
Say.